Veteran bluesman ZZ Hill defied the odds and scored hits during the most unlikely of musical times. Rock historian Ed Ward traces his legacy.
And you were wrong. You were wrong.
In 1982, ZZ Hill did the impossible. In a black music scene seething with the first rap records, where funk and the remnants of disco competed with each other, he managed to make a place for blues, good old down-home blues. Any knowledgeable observer would have told you that blues was a relic, its popularity long gone, only viable in the South. Young people didn't go for it, they'd say. Yet here was this veteran blues man putting singles in the top 20 and selling albums like crazy. Like most overnight successes, this one was about 20 years in the making. Arzelle Hill was born in 1941 in Naples, Texas, south of Dallas, and grew up idolizing Sam Cooke. After an apprenticeship in gospel music, Hill started haunting the Deep Ellum clubs in Dallas, singing with any band that would let him on stage. Somewhere along the way, he decided Arzelle wasn't exactly a star's name, so he decided on ZZ, well before ZZ Top. When his brother Matt called from San Diego and told him that he'd started a record label, it didn't take ZZ long to chuck his truck driving job and head west. In March 1964, he released his first record, You Were Wrong, and it miraculously scraped the bottom of the Billboard pop charts for 1 week. The Hill Brothers label died after a couple of follow-ups failed to make any noise, and ZZ was signed to Kent, where B.B. King ruled supreme. Reluctantly, Kent let him go, and he bounced around a bunch of small labels that sound like a soul collector's want list. Along the way, he stopped at one called Mankind and recorded a masterpiece in 1971.
Well, this young man could have made your life a big bowl of cherries. Well, there's hard times to go through. If you can take a poor man's trials and tribulations, darling, here's your consolation. I'm faithful.
Reunited with his brother, ZZ signed a deal for Hill Records to be distributed by United Artists in 1972, and finally scored another hit in 1973 with his version of a Bobby Bland classic.
When you got a headache how to soothe the pain. When you try to rest, Lord, you feel all right again. When you got a backache, a little rubbing will see you through. When you got a heartache, there ain't nothing you can do. A man can't break a stone.
United Artists felt that a change of groove might do ZZ some good, and in 1974, they released an album half produced by former Motown whiz Lamont Dozier and half by New Orleans master Alan Toussaint. This produced his biggest record in a while, from the New Orleans sessions. I Keep On Loving You was his last hit for the label, though, and the next couple of years were bleak. His brother Matt died in 1975, and the sort of soul ZZ sang was fast getting eclipsed by disco. For some reason, Columbia Records took a chance on him, though, and again, he did well, but not too well, delivering two hits, Love Is So Good When You're Stealing It, and another masterpiece, This Time They Told the Truth.
Have you heard what they've been saying about us? Seem like we're the talk of the town. They say we act like we're in love, the way we've been slipping around. Just the other day, I heard someone say, I would leave them my family for you.
But again, he wasn't making enough money for a major label to keep him under contract, and he found himself back on the Chitlin' circuit playing to his old fans. In 1980, he signed with a Mississippi label, Malico, just to make sure he had something out, and that's when the miracle hit.
Everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink,
Down Home Blues sold and sold and got played on the radio. At long last, ZZ Hill was vindicated, but the victory was short-lived. He collapsed and died of a heart attack in Dallas in April 1984. His legacy, though, is a profound one. No matter what's happening in the world of black music, people now know that you can't keep the blues down for long.
Ed Ward is a writer currently living in Berlin.